You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Filippo Voltaggio, and it's interesting to talk about the time is now, and that's the lyric of the song that introduces the show every week, one of the lyrics. And I'm thinking of that lyric right now because it really is. It would be exciting to see a better world. However, it's much more than that. I'm thinking of all the things that, all the people rather, that are suffering out in the world. That exciting world or not, wouldn't it be a wonderful change in itself for those people who are suffering to not have to suffer? I start by saying that because I have tried so hard to come up with a monologue for the show. And people always said that they like the monologues because I speak from the heart. And what my heart really wants to say is that I really miss an acquaintance of mine who passed away this weekend, who was only 25 years old. And he had such promise, and so many people loved him, and he had so much to offer. And I really wonder if he knew that there was help out there. Obviously, what he had available to him wasn't helpful, or perhaps he didn't know where to look or didn't have the support system that he needed. However, I think of him and the suffering that he must have gone through during his last few days or months, and so many people who are out there suffering. And I've often wondered, what if companies said things like, we actually talked about this on the show last week, come to think of it. What if a company said, or a doctor said, or a pharmaceutical company said, here, instead of taking this drug, you could also go listen to music, or you could also do this, or you could also do that. There are so many organizations out there that are trying to do good. There are also many companies out there that maybe don't care, but there are the ones that do. And connecting those two, I think, is brilliant. I not only think it's brilliant, I'm not the one that thought of it. And it's not only possible, it's being done. And so I think it's actually quite brilliant that in this moment that I'm thinking of somebody who suffered because he didn't have either the resources or the connections or the knowledge of groups out there that could potentially help him in his particular case, that there is a company out there that is helping nonprofit organizations help people that are suffering. And I just learned that this company is also helping other companies do the same. The company is One Hope, and we're going to be talking to the CEO and the executive director of their foundation when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood. Made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients. All developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
I'm Filippo and I'm back. And this is a very exciting show for me because, as I mentioned, there are so many organizations that need help. And it's not just the money that they need. It's also the business know-how about how to go about using the money that they get or the resources that they have to actually make a difference to the people they want to make a difference to. The company that we're talking to is One Hope Inc. Used to be known as One Hope Wine. As a matter of fact, their website is onehopewine.com, right? We have the CEO here of the company, One Hope Inc., Jake Cloverdance. Welcome, Jake, to the show.
Thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. And the company has a foundation, and the head of that foundation is the executive director, Melissa Lake. Welcome, Melissa, to the show.
Thank you.
You look great, by the way. It's good to have you here.
Hey, where's my compliment?
You look great, too.
What's going on? Actually, I don't blame you. I didn't tell you you look great at the beginning of the show either, did I?
No, but this is your opportunity.
You look great as well. I like that jacket, in all seriousness.
It's good to be laughing, in all seriousness. It is, because... obviously, I started the show pretty heavy, and I noticed that I started to get emotional there. And yet, I'm passionate about this—not only losing a friend, but being able to help as many organizations as I can. And when we were just babies in this industry, Life Changes, on our 50th show, we had Jake Cloverdance on the show as the CEO of One Hope, and you were kind of just a baby in that industry as well. And already you had done great things. And now, just a couple short years later, you have donated over $1.2 million to nonprofit organizations. And you've worked with hundreds of partners who are business companies that are actually starting to use your model. My hat's off to you.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, One Hope Inc. is our overall company. One Hope Wine's our main website. You can also find onehopecoffee.com through there. We have a handful of other experiences that are starting to come to the top and start to surface towards our audience. And we used to talk about wine as the main vehicle that we were going to make an impact with. And now we talk about the overall company and this lifestyle that is One Hope, and really a lifestyle brand and a cause-centric commerce platform. And with One Hope, we talk about it as beautifully crafted experiences that make the world a better place.
Wow.
And so whether it's wine that's doing that, and it's beautifully crafted wine making the world a better place, whether it's coffee, whether it's an at-home wine party, everything that's somehow touching One Hope has this goal of making the world a better place. And we do that with the piece of the organization that Melissa leads, which is the One Hope Foundation. And that's the organization that works with each of the parts of our company to integrate that social impact into what we do every day, into our rhetoric, into the semantics and how we talk about the business. And you did reference it, that now we're starting to open that up to a handful of other companies. We definitely want it to be hundreds of companies at some point. We actually work with over 220 different nonprofits that we're partnered with through the foundation, and we're helping to connect them with other businesses. So currently, it's just a handful of businesses that are up on the platform.
I had it the other way around.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. But we'll let that one slide.
Well, you know why? Because on the website, I saw like seven or eight of the nonprofits.
Right.
So I thought it was are those maybe like your main nonprofits?
Yeah, okay. Those are our core ones. And Melissa okay. can tell you about them. They're kind of aligned with our core wines. But go ahead, Melissa.
Yes, on the website, those are the quantification of the impact that's made through the wine. So each varietal of wine has an organization that's right. attached to it, and each has a quantifiable impact. So, for example, every case of our sparkling provides 25 meals to a child in need. Every wow. case of our Pinot Noir funds 2 pet adoptions. And so what you can do is, as you're picking up a bottle of wine or ordering a gift or whatever it is, you actually know the impact that you're having. Wow. And so that's been a change too since Jake's been on the show as well, so we've implemented the quantification of things.
Wow, that's really cool. You know, so many people buy wine to begin with, and the prices of the wines that we're talking about are the same as the other wines. And as a matter of fact, in some cases, the wines are actually better. Yours wines are better. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking Mondavi here, and you're talking some of these really fine wineries. So they're getting a great quality and doing exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
Quantifying.
Quantifying the impact.
Great exactly. words. Quantifying the impact.
You. Well, we really do strive to have the quality just as high as any other wine that you would find, if not better. This would be just kind of the differentiator between the two. Why not pick the one that gives back? We like to say wine, not give back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's our hashtag is wine, not. And when you're drinking our wine, at least. And it really is, if you're going to choose a wine, ours is equal or maybe even better value. Then on top of it, you're going to make an impact. Why not? And, you know, it is worth noting that the last time I was on the show, one, it kind of hit close when you first opened it up, because I think I was just around 25 or 26. That's a really young age. I'm really mm-hmm. sorry to hear about your friend.
Yeah.
I've certainly come into contact with people, and I know our company has been in contact with that, and it's a terrible thing. And that's a big part of our company, is giving people hope in general for you know, the future, really.
Well, sure, you're dealing with supporting the troops, you're dealing with women with cancer, so you experience this day in and day out, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, when I came on last time, we were private labeling wine. We were at a really early stage where we got our first winemaker, and we were very humbled to have our first winemaker making our wines. Since then, we've been lucky enough to partner up with the Michael Mondavi family. Michael was the CEO and chairman of Robert Mondavi for many years before it sold to Constellation. And since then, he and his son and his daughter and the whole family has gotten back into building brands and developing wonderful wines under other brands, including Isabel Mondavi and M by Mondavi and Emblem and all these other great brands that they have. And we were lucky enough to run into Michael at a trade show, and he said, "I love what you guys are doing. I would love to help improve your wine, scale your company." And he ultimately introduced us to his son, the grandson of Robert Mondavi, and that's Rob Mondavi Jr. And today we're proud to have Rob making about 90% of our wines. He co-creates them with our team. And it really is that tradition that family has. They don't put their name on the back of a bottle unless it's to the level and quality that they put their name behind. And so we're really proud of that. It's been a big step for our company. And I think since the last time when I was on here, we were just distributed maybe in a state or two, and now we're distributed nationwide. We're distributed in a couple
Whole
more
Foods,
countries.
Right?
Yeah. Nationwide in Whole Foods. We just launched a program last year that was a big success. We'll be doing that again this year. You can find it all year round in some Whole Foods, like the ones in Northern California, but a number of restaurants and hotel groups and things like that as well. And so we've grown from, you know, what was under 5,000 cases the last time I was on here to this year will be somewhere around, you know, 70,000 cases this year. And that puts us kind of in select company of the top 300 wineries by volume in the U.S. out of over 8,000. So it's definitely, we've definitely taken a lot of big steps in the right direction. The next
Very
stop
cool.
is how do we sell 1 million bottles of wine in a year? And we're getting pretty close, you know? So,
well, we'll have to have you on the show again then on the 1 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Which might be within the year then.
Yeah. Well, so we've already sold our 1 millionth bottle as an overall company, but,
right.
But doing 1 million a year is somewhere around like 85,000 cases. And so, you know, our goal is really to build this to the next milestone is getting to a 500,000 case brand, of which there's only 50 in the U.S.
Wow.
at this point. And so, you know, I have no doubt that we'll get there. We've added great people to the team, people like Melissa who've helped build out different parts of the organization that didn't even exist before. So,
right. And when we come back, I want to know so much more about that and want to share that with our audience, because I know that there are, you work with independent companies or entrepreneurs that are starting companies. And so helping them do what you all are doing. We'll talk about that.
Great.
When we come back on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back with our guests. We have the CEO of One Hope, Jake Cloverdance, and the executive
director
of the foundation. See, this is new to me.
No problem. I
want you to be able to share with me what this is about and our audience. I have to say at the start here that it's so exciting to be at a party or watch somebody walk in with a One Hope bottle of wine and then just to have them try and sell me or whoever. I just listen to their pitch. It's like, oh my God, I just got this at the store. And do you know that I did this? You know, this company gives half of, and you just listen. I just listen to them and I smile. One time I actually asked a person where they found out about this and they said, well, you know, your show. But that was one time. I'd love that to happen many, many more times. So tell me about the foundation. You're doing something unique that I think is really exciting. So
please
share with us. Thank you.
So we actually are the first social impact foundation. As we were just talking about in terms of quantifying the impact that's made, we exclusively focus on doing that. So we work exclusively with nonprofits that quantify their impact. We call it an impact ratio, where they can tell us how much money serves one person or provides 1 hour of treatment or some sort of metric that's very tangible and that is meaty that somebody can get behind. And we like to promote those organizations by pairing them with for-profit companies that come to us, come to One Hope and say, we love what you guys do with your wine. We would like to do the same thing, but we don't know how. And so we put together a program called Social Impact as a Service. That's a turnkey approach to incorporating giving back into any business model. It doesn't have to be donating half of profits. We recognize that's a pretty big commitment that not a lot of companies are up for doing at this point. We would love to see more do that. But at this point, we really are very supportive of any company that wants to really dig into giving back and create a business that's cause-centric commerce. So we have currently been working with about 6 partners outside of One Hope that have come to us and said, we want to give back. We pair them with a nonprofit. We work with the nonprofits to provide appropriate photography, videos, things to really tell the story that the business can use to tell the good that they're doing and hopefully create that viral impact that you were just talking about of having somebody come into a party, buying a product that's One Hope or Bull and Branch or Soapbox Soap, some of the companies we work with, and really talking about the cause side of it. That's what our goal is.
How many times does one get to do that? Just it's a conversation starter for first
exactly.
of all.
Exactly.
And then it's something that they're going to already do. Now, people can still give because it didn't take any money away from them. So they can still give to the foundations that they want. But here, their giving is just doubled.
Exactly. It's a really good point because it doesn't cannibalize any donations. So that's why the nonprofits are so willing to work with us, because it doesn't take away from their donor base. It just adds onto it.
Yeah.
So it adds many other avenues for them to receive funding and support and marketing and viral conversations and things like that. So we're really fortunate to have that as a way to support them that doesn't hurt them at the same time.
Well, I think they're really fortunate that you all created this. We all are.
It works both ways.
Usually when incentives are aligned, it's a mutually beneficial
right.
relationship, and the best relationships are where both parties gain and can work together on it. And so, you know, in our case, if you look at our wine or our coffee or our products, we're really it's a different business model in the fact that instead of the huge amounts of dollars that a typical company like ours, a brand, a wine company, whatever type of company you are, would spend on marketing and advertising, we're taking a large percentage of that, in our case, about 80% of our marketing dollars that are actually going to nonprofits in the form of a donation. And so that is our form of marketing. And it's much more than marketing for us, but from a business perspective, it kind of makes sense to people. They're like, oh, that's how they're finding that money without substituting the quality of the product. And then in turn, those nonprofits, our customers, our partners, our retail partners, our sourcing partners, all of them see the benefit of being a part of that. And they all get to kind of claim their stake in it. So that was a big paradigm shift for us as a company to start to look at our relationship with our foundation as, you know, no longer do we have to tell the whole world about all the good that we're doing as a company. It's more about empowering our partners like Whole Foods to tell the world about the good they're doing just by using our product and our platform as a vehicle. And we know that if other companies want to market the good that we're doing with them, and we're all benefiting, that we've kind of figured out something that works. And I think that's a real tribute to our success. So
I remember something to the effect of in the last show that we did together, Jake, we said, you know, it's an excuse to drink more wine.
Yeah.
You know, now there's an excuse to drink more coffee, and I'm a big coffee drinker.
That's
right. And all of the other things. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the catalog that you all have. This is new too, right?
It is,
yeah.
Yes.
This is a whole new concept. I get it. It goes with your lifestyle thing, right?
Exactly. Yep.
That
exactly.
lifestyle thing. Tell me about that thing.
Well, you know, you're buying gifts for people. A gift is meant to be something meaningful. We know that of the top five gifts people give, wine is one of them.
Oh, really?
We know that a charitable donation
cool.
in somebody's name is one of them. And so we're taking the two of those and combining them. People, if they're not receiving wine or a charitable gift, they love coffee, they love chocolate, they love the other products that we're doing. And so we've curated other great products and put them with our bottles of wine or with our coffee, and created kind of a unique gifting opportunity to send someone something where they get something tangibly, but it also reminds them that a donation was made for them as well, and kind of the best of both worlds. And that's just one example of our expansion. We talk about our main verticals being wine, coffee, and gifting right now, and chocolate's coming shortly, and then also tea in the coming year.
Nice.
And so from a product perspective, we're looking at what we kind of refer to as consumable commodities. And they happen to be, a lot of them, high margin consumable commodities, so we can afford to even donate more. And then we can make impacts like every case funds 25 meals versus every case funds one meal. But no matter how big or small, you know, if as businesses, and I think Melissa would say that we approach them and we say, you know, if you can't give $10, give a dollar for every transaction, or build something in and start implementing this. And over time, we see that they kind of get addicted to it, and and they see it working, and they want to give more and more, and they want to report that back to their consumers and all of their partners and everything. And you know, pulling all the way back to what you said, because those are consumable commodities, they're things that people do all the time. So you're buying wine, and after you drink it, you buy another bottle of wine, and you're drinking coffee every day. And it is something that you're doing on a regular basis. You know, it's not buying a guitar necessarily, where you might buy one every few years or something, although it looks like you guys buy them often. But it really can work no matter how often you're purchasing that product. We just have chosen to do ones that people can be reminded of in the morning when they drink their cup of coffee, and at night when they drink their glass of wine. So
for your company, that makes a lot of sense, especially since you're doing the gift giving theme here. However, for a guitar company, to use that example, certainly they do sell at least a guitar every day, if not hundreds of them, right? So if they adopted a model like this, then they could benefit from it as well, and so many other people would benefit from that.
That would be one where I would, for example, suggest that for every guitar sold, they fund a music program for a child in need. And so nobody can argue with that. And if there's one guitar store versus another, I would go to the store that gives back and that helps fund a child's education, because that's something that I'm passionate about. I'm obviously passionate about guitars, so I would want to go to the one that gives back. So that's something I would suggest to them.
When we just did.
Yeah. There you go. That one's free. You know, and the great thing about it is for a company like the one that just heard that and is a guitar company is doing it, you know, that is our goal, is that our business, you know, the wine we sell, the coffee we sell, the gifting we sell, subsidizes the cost of the foundation so that we can pass 100% of the proceeds that come into it back out. Wow. And so that is a big part of what our business is doing. Outside of our business's direct donations to other nonprofits, we're also, I think the biggest thing we're doing long-term is providing mindshare and innovation behind this platform that we're trying to build, and an open platform for other businesses to enter on. And if we can, you know, long-term look back and say our company helped birth the foundation that is empowering thousands of other companies to do it, that's the biggest impact we ever made as a company, not the amount of trees we planted or the amount of pet adoptions, which are all great things, but the idea of empowering capitalism to be more conscious. And and I know that's a theme that you guys talk about a lot on here, is conscious capitalism, or what we talk about, cost-centric commerce. And that is why we went out and approached it the way we are, is so that it can be scalable to a guitar company. It can be scalable to a service company that might do oil changes. You know, it can, we can apply our model to almost every organization that is a for-profit company out there, and somehow figure out a way to integrate social impact into what they're doing.
So you are the model.
We're a good case study for all the businesses that come to us. Most to this point have said, we love One Hope, we know about it, and we want to do what you guys are doing. We just want to apply it to our business in a way that makes sense. And it's really worked out. It's a really, again, it's an open platform, and so it's something that you can easily plug into. And so we're here to help with that.
So wouldn't it be interesting to turn this conversation around in that, of course companies do this.
Of course.
It makes sense. That's how One Hope got to be so big. And so
there's going to be a stage where it's the expectation and you are the exception to the rule if you're not doing it versus the way it has been. And you're seeing that turn, right? You're seeing it with a new generation of people who grew up like Melissa and I did. Melissa's a little younger than me, obviously, but I'm 31. I went to college when Enron was hitting, and I actually was sitting in Anderson Auditorium taking my business ethics course while that case study was rolling out before our very eyes. And it was pretty ironic that Anderson was the, you know, accounting firm or whatever else with it. But I sat back and I was pretty disenchanted, right, with business. And and so were a lot of people in that generation, and the ones that have come after, right, you know, the people who were in college a few years after me saw 2008 hit in 2007 and that crisis and everything. And so this generations before that came up in the 90s and got to experience the fun of the tech bubble, you know, the greed is good kind of concept, it shifted dramatically. And all of a sudden we're like, no, greed isn't that good. And we haven't seen it work. And so I think that's why you're seeing everybody coming out of college now who's applying for our position. I mean, we're for positions that we make available. That's one of the biggest benefits of this whole thing is the talent and the people who are attracted to this and want to work with a company like this. And that shift that we're seeing, it's happening. It's inevitable. Mm. We believe that consumers want to make an impact through their everyday lifestyle. And we believe that because of that, companies are going to start catering to that. And so we're trying to get out in front of this curve and say, you know what, we just want to be a little piece of all of those companies that are inevitably going to want to do this and make it easier for them, and also create an infrastructure so that they don't have to recreate this each time. Mm-hmm. And that,
You've been doing it for so long. And like Melissa said, you're a great case study.
Exactly. And there's network effects as more and more companies come onto it, is it gets a little easier each time another company comes on. It builds this bigger community where we can all work together and everything like that. So,
well, this is very exciting. I look forward to. I'm looking ahead, going, look what y'all did. Look what happened. And in a sense, we can say that now. Hey, 1.2 million having been gifted or given. What is the word you use?
Donated.
Donated.
Yes, that works.
An impact was made. we'll be talking more about that. I'll get the lingo down.
No problem.
Don't worry. When we come back with Melissa and Jake, right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio.
You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So we're back, and I'm excited. I'm not just excited because I'm talking to two great people that are doing great things. Of course, CEO of One Hope, Jake Cloverdance, and Executive Director of One Hope Foundation, Melissa Lake. I'm also excited because every holiday I get cards that say a donation has been given in your name, or and sometimes I'll get a little medallion with it, or sometimes I'll get a or not even that. But I'm thinking this coming holiday, I'm going to be getting boxes of wine and boxes of coffee saying a donation has been made in your name. I think that's exciting. So you can go to onehopewine.com, or for me specifically, you can go to onehopecoffee.com. That's coffee, spelled C-O-F-F-E-E. And One Hope, of course, is One Hope, O-N-E-H-O-P-E. So I'm being serious about this. I mean, give a gift, make an impact.
A good example of one of our gifts is actually happening right now. June is Pet Adoption Month. Mm-hmm. And so we are highlighting our Pinot for Paws gift set, which is our Pinot Noir funds pet adoptions. And we have a gift set that includes some doggy treats and doggy toys, or we have a new one for cats. But each of the box funds a pet adoption. So you would receive one and know that a donation was made in your name, plus all the goodies on top of it.
So, wow. Yeah. It's just good after good after good. And speaking of, so I've learned some new things already today. Actually, you use something that I turned into an acronym, or I might have seen it on your site, SIAS or something.
Exactly. Say that again. Yeah. Social impact as a service. Yeah,
I'm loving these words. I mean, these are new words of the new way of doing things. This
I'm
sounds like business.
So. It is.
And it's helping people. It's business that's helping people. All right. So you have new ways, other ways of helping people, or people helping you all? Can people help you all do what you do?
Absolutely. So we have a community of CEOs, we call them. It's Cause Entrepreneurs. And basically, these are people who their own at-home wine tasting party fundraiser for a cause of their choice. Oh. So serve all the One Hope wines, learn about the causes, but also any sales, case sales that are made that evening can
that
benefit
awesome.
The host's cause of choice. So
yeah, it's really cool. And
that's
again,
better than a Tupperware party.
It's better.
Nothing
exactly.
against Tupperware, but I mean,
that's right. Cause Entrepreneur for One Hope. We were trying to think, how do we start to build a community that starts to represent this brand, even if it's not a person who's a full-time salesperson for One Hope or working full-time in our office. So many people were coming to us and saying, how do I get involved? How can I help? I want to be part of this movement. And we initially, and even today, it's changing over very shortly, we would refer to these people as event specialists. And then we got together and we said, you know, event specialists, that's not quite empowering enough. We want these people to own this brand the same way that I own the brand, or the same way Melissa owns the brand. And we said, you know, what's a title that we can give them to make them feel like they own the brand? And they said, well, let's call them CEOs. I was like, I'm fine with people being having hundreds of CEOs out there. I would love for people to be working as hard as I am towards this vision. And so you know, I work backwards from CEO. Okay, what can we call them? And Cause Entrepreneur came out, and Cause Entrepreneur for One Hope, CEO. And the idea of the program is that you can make an income while making an impact.
You can make an income too?
Yeah. So these people, they sign up. We give them their own e-commerce site where it's branded with their picture and everything like that. And you can sell all of our products through your site. We give them materials like that catalog there, and we give them the training on how to do a at-home wine tasting, how to go out and talk to a bride and groom who have a wedding and want to integrate Cause into their wedding just by serving our wine and stuff. And then go out and talk to local businesses who are using gifting or who are already using wine and show them how they can use our products. So we focus on three main areas. We focus on businesses. We focus on at-home parties and just private events, and then we focus on weddings. And whether you're a bride and groom, you're a host having a house party, or you're a business owner, you can make an income just by leveraging our products. And on the other side, the people who are training these CEOs, they're able to get an education. they make 20% of the sales. And then of those sales, the host of the party or the bride and groom or the business, they get to choose where 15% of the sales goes to their local nonprofit. And so all of it kind of works well together where they're able to make some money. They're able to feel good and, you know, raise money for a bunch of different causes. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of our localized event model where we are empowering all these people to use our brand as a platform. And it really gets all the way back to the initial vision I laid out, which was building the adult version of Girl Scout cookies, which is the idea.
I didn't know this, not that I recall. That is awesome.
That was how I used to talk about the brand. And obviously now we've grown into more than just one product and it's developed, but it really does get back to, you know, there's the company that's providing the cookies for the Girl Scouts, but at the end of the day, it's the Girl Scouts that really drive this program mm-hmm. and raise the money and are able to fund their troops. And we kind of look at it the same way. It's the community around us and it's the people that come up on our platform and get behind One Hope that are really driving it. And it's the people, whether they're on the consumer side and or whether they're on the sales side. And so we built this program and it's continually developing to make it better. We're continually launching new products.
Cookies are coming.
Okay. Just keep your eyes out.
I have a favorite Girl Scout cookie. I want you to turn into a
cookies are coming. Now we're competing with the Girl Scouts. So not really, but in all seriousness, you know, that is our goal. I think down the road when we look back at how our business is operating, you know, 99% of the people that touch One Hope mm-hmm. will be in this program. And it'll just be cause entrepreneurs that we're empowering and we're providing the catalog of products for them, but they're the ones out there making it happen because we're only so scalable as a normal company. But if we can provide a program like this, sure. we can do much bigger things. We can localize the donations and all of a sudden people who don't know how to create a fundraiser or are all of a sudden being able to be entrepreneurs, but also make an impact. So,
and the person that's the CEO and they're on their website, if they have a party, people can continue to order from their website long after the party.
Yep, on an ongoing basis, and they continue to make income and make an impact.
Wow.
So, and every product we have already has an impact built in. So, like, no matter if you buy a bottle of our Pinot at one of these parties or you buy it off a store shelf, you know that there's an impact and it's helping fund a pet adoption ultimately with the ASPCA. Mm. But on top of that, we give an additional 15% for this. So this is an additional layer.
Wow.
And it's because, you know, it's a different model. We're not going through a distributor and to a store. And
right.
so we're replacing that markup and those percentages with a bigger donation.
And instead of keeping it, you're giving it.
Yep. And we like that model because it ultimately leads to bigger donations. At the end of the day, it's a model that works for us on a business perspective, which it has to be sustainable. And we think that it's hugely scalable and can get out there. So between that and social impact as a service, which Melissa has developed since coming on board, that's really where the future lies, we think. But today, you know, the majority of our business, our cornerstone product is wine. We're doing a really good job on it. We're hyper-focused on it and spreading it with the world. And that's our initial vehicle. And I think it all leads us towards this bigger vision. I think it's interesting, Melissa's personal story as well, of how she came to us. And I think it touches a little bit on how the program has developed. So maybe you
Melissa, I've heard that you have an interesting personal story of how you came into the program into One Hope.
Yeah, well, where'd you work before One Hope?
It actually touches base on
I do know this, actually.
Former point on that young people really want to give back. I actually was working at Google for 4 years.
Right.
And didn't feel like I was making enough of an impact and knew that I wanted to do something that gave back. I didn't know exactly what at the time. So I took 2 months off and I went to Africa and I taught English and I fell in love with giving back and knew that's what I wanted to do.
Students,
exactly.
Right?
You did your homework. I came back and I actually went to grad school for social entrepreneurship. So it's actually the fastest growing major and graduate program in the
country.
yeah, something to be said for the millennial generation of really wanting to give back. And while I was there, I met Jake, and through a mutual friend who said, this is the perfect job for you. You have to work with Jake. So it worked out. Worked out really well. I've been
that mutual friend said, you have to work with Melissa. So that's how it was created. And I think it's worked out really well. I think also that the other point is, it's not just the millennials. It's actually also has to do with women in general. And so Melissa fits the perfect demographic of our ultimate consumer as well. So that's kind of nice. And sorry, you were going to...
Yeah, actually, because I noticed she's a woman. So yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to say is I did read something, and I wanted to ask you, actually, we just have a few short minutes left, sure. But you thought that the problems of the world could be solved by educating women and children.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, and girls.
It's my personal passion.
Tell me real quickly, because that's fascinating to me.
I saw it firsthand when I was on my trip in Africa, that half the population is women. And if you leave them out of society and education, you're really losing a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. So I think worldwide, that's really a huge solution that we have, which a lot of the millennial goals in the UN are really trying to focus on. So that's a personal passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people share it at the company. But we really, again, we are cause agnostic, as we call it, at the foundation. We work across the board with all different causes. That just happens to be my personal passion that I wake up fired up about every day.
Thank you. And you know, 75% of our company is women. So we are a company run by women. We're a company powered by women consumers for the most part. And so more and more, we're trying to figure out ways to speak to that. You know, out of the 152 people that are cause entrepreneurs right now in our program, 150 are women. Go figure, right? other than the crew of people that are at our company. And outside of the world and just giving women the opportunity, in the U.S., you're starting to see the tides turn, where women are actually becoming the dominant gender here. And it's probably why you're also seeing this movement happen. They are becoming more and more powerful as consumers. And furthermore, they're becoming more and more powerful in corporate management positions. Ages 28 to 40, women make up over 50% of the corporate management positions, and they make up 62% of postgraduate degrees now. So you're talking about a core section of women and an age that's in that middle big income years of their life that are tipping the scale and starting to not only have equal rights, but taking it to a whole next level and starting to be the dominant force out there. And so I think that with that, you're going to see a major movement happening on the consumer side and on the business side.
I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, being reminded, this is why you were nominated when you were just 25 years old, right? One of the top executives under 30, right? By what was it, Forbes?
25 under 25 by, I don't know, one of those.
And then another one did top 40 under 40 or something, and you were in that.
Yeah.
And so just the business decision of hiring the women that are conscientious and also obviously good business women. But I know you come from a big fat frat background in college, so it could have been easy for you to just hire all your frat buddies and have a good old boy. Look, he's laughing, but it's true. But no, you knew what to do with the business, what's right and what's right for all the there's what you're doing.
There's no better way to realize that you shouldn't hire men than to be in a fraternity.
No, okay.
So, all joking aside, actually, the fraternity was great. It actually was one of the areas where I developed principles around philanthropy and started to take it more serious. But long before I was a frat boy at Berkeley for Sigma Chi, just a little shout out there. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, the son of a mom who was my business role model. I was the middle boy of a little sister and older sister. And even furthermore, the grandson of Sylvia Rosen, who was the first person to start a business in my direct family, Rosen Research. And so, you know, that's how our family operated. So that was status quo for me. So I'm used to this. Mm-hmm. And even back in my fraternity days, my fraternity raised the most money in the entire school. And it wasn't because of us. It was because we figured out ways to get sororities inspired to compete against each other and fundraise with Derby Day. So I quickly learned that the secret, you know, is that women are much more organized in a lot of cases. They're more creative and there's all kinds of other benefits. We certainly have our strengths and weaknesses for both genders, but I think our company does a really good job balancing on both sides.
So. Well, this is very exciting. One Hope Inc. You can go to onehopewine.com. You can go to onehopecoffee.com.
And onehopefoundation.org.
And onehomefoundation.org.
Yep. If you're a business looking to participate in SIAS or Social Impact as a Service, go to onehopefoundation.org and you'll figure out how to get a hold of Melissa and maybe we can help you out.
Yeah. And have a wine party at home.
Exactly. Yep.
With that, Jake Cloberdance and Melissa Lake, and invite me. Thank you so much. Looking forward to connecting with you all more and doing more together real soon.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with our producer's wrap with the man who brought us these two beautiful people, Mark Legere, right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Wow, that was good. This is Filippo, and we're having our producer's wrap with Mark Legere, and yay.
which part of that was good? It was all good. The one thing I want to bring home, because we don't have a lot of time in tonight's producer's wrap, there's such a big difference between One Hope and so many other companies that put a good front out and are doing a measure of difference.
Right.
But you know, the emphasis on impact is goes beyond marketing. It really holds true to the essence of what they are about. It holds true to accountability. It holds true to the fact that the system is largely broken. We've been brought up to, you know, support charities and invest a few dollars and maybe, you know, kind of ease our guilty mind by putting the $2 in at the end of the shopping, you know, in the big cart full of shopping food. We're going to help, you know, the kids out with a dollar or two. We haven't really gone into the depth of truly giving back, truly helping, and truly creating a system that is sustainable in terms of the amount that's coming back versus the amount that's going out. Moving from a taking mentality to a giving or a gifting mentality. And that's what Jake and the whole team and Melissa and the One Hope Foundation have done, I think, so well. But I think it's a really the beginning of a paradigm shift in truly emphasizing accountability in following what you're giving. You know, is the dollar actually getting to the person in need? Is the food getting to the person in need?
Mm.
And I'd like to stress that because it's really, really a big difference in what they've built and what they're championing with all of their partners.
It is. You know, interestingly enough, I just had a friend land a job at Google. And you know, that Google is a kind of company that people want to work for and stay the rest of their lives. Here, Melissa left Google because she wanted to actually contribute. I'm not saying that Google doesn't contribute, but she wanted to contribute in a particular way, I should say. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Well, you know, this is something that you know, I worked on and around Wall Street for a long time. I had the fortune of participating in some very successfully grown companies. And none of those companies were really set up or achieved the endurance from a growth perspective to really give back in a meaningful way. There's a lot of whitewashing and pinkwashing and greenwashing, meaning they're taking steps that are kind of fit the box that people need to tick of, are we doing something in a community awareness way? But there's no connection between whether those dollars that are spent on painting a billboard a certain color or representing a certain message are actually getting to the community or actually defining or making an impact. And I think that's something that that needs to be brought forward a little bit more assertively, and something that One Hope does, and I think that's what Jake is representing in terms of a lifestyle. Mm. It really is a lifestyle shift. You know, you look at a lot of the big charities out there, and what success. Some of them are raising money for the same efforts decades in, decades out.
Mm.
Are they really having meaningful results? Are they really having it? And that doesn't mean that the people there aren't doing good or intending good or putting a lot of good energy in. But at some point,
that system's broken too.
If you have, largely it is. Walk down the street and look at the amount of starving people out there. Right. Walk down the street and look at the disenfranchised, you know,
the
individuals
and the kids.
How many systems are broken? So, you know, all it takes is awareness to recognize that the systems are broken because they are take related. Anytime that you have a system and that encourages, you know, few to benefit from the efforts of many, you know, it's finite. And, you know, you look at any natural system and it's not finite. It is circular. The growth turns into a repurposing of that growth in some other way. And it comes back into the system for new growth. And that's not generally the way that the system has been set up in the past. And we're seeing more and more of this. There's so many good people that are doing good things. And One Hope has really been a pioneer. It's so rewarding to see them be recognized for the efforts and recognized not only in their success, but by their partners, by the community, and the fact that they're getting into other product lines and touching so many people.
I like that you say it's the natural systems, you mean like ecological and all that in the world, on the planet. And so I get that. But the fact that you use the word natural, I liked because that's what I get from these two. Actually, that's what I've always gotten from Jake. It's like this is natural to him, that this isn't like he's forcing something or the company isn't trying to do something. And if it works, it works. No, this is naturally, this is the way it's going to be. And it just flows.
Well, and it's important that you bring that up because that is true. The integrity and of Jake, the entire team, I think is really what sets them apart from a lot of other efforts. And people assume that they understand that why or that a company is you know doing you know in terms of their marketing and maybe you know pure in their intent, but there really is a difference in terms of the integrity. The idea, the whole basic idea of taking some of the marketing dollars from the typical path of paying big celebrities, of paying you know for big awareness, and putting that into the community's hands by putting it with the charities, leveraging the charities' PR machines or the combined PR, leveraging the celebrities that may already be involved with those causes.
Mm.
So suddenly you're not just pushing money around, you're sharing, you're creatively collaborating, and you're reaching more people. And that money is actually, you know, instead of going into one or two hands, again, it's going out and touching, you know, multiple people.
Yeah, that's
good stuff.
Very exciting. Yeah, good stuff to say the least. We've said a lot. They've said a lot. They're doing a lot. We're doing a lot. And hopefully we'll help them do a lot more as well.
Indeed.
And we'll get them more businesses and more wine parties and more CEOs.
Many more. I love the CEO concept.
Yeah, me too. Let's be CEOs of that too. Why don't we have a party?
All right.
Let's have a party. Life Changes wine party. But we'll talk about that later.
I'm
just throwing it out there. Somebody else might want to do that as well. So with that, this has been a pleasure, a lot of fun, and great to be putting out this kind of message. I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.